WMFO Medford. My name's Chris Earle. The show that I do is Time Travel. Here with you every Wednesday from 5 until 7 p.m. Coming up on year 10. Next week's going to be my anniversary show. Yeah. We started on March 11th, way back in 2008. When I was a young lad. Now I'm a middle-aged, bitter old man. At the time, I was a younger, bitter man. Can't find a bitter man. Can't find a bitter man. I'm liking the singing today. I'm enjoying singing into the microphone for you. I sit up here high on my perch in Curtis Hall, belting out tunes, spinning the discs, all for your entertainment. All for you. Like, I come in and I know what I'm playing. I know what I'm doing here. I sound like I don't, but I know what I'm doing. And I get jealous of you, the listener, because you get to hear the genius of what we do here the first time. And I say we, like, there's a whole bunch of production crew here. No, it's me. It's it. After 10 years, I can't even get an intern. I'm 45 years old. I can't even get an intern in here. And if I did, they'd probably yell harassment, for God's sake. Here at Tufts University. Tufts University. Who would have known? Chris Earle, he had in 2017 at Tufts University for 10 years have been on the radio. What am I doing with my life? I go to California. I'm going to get in the movie. It doesn't happen. Spotlight wins Best Picture. They cut me out of it. I do comedy for years and years and nothing happens. And here I am telling you stories for free, pretty much, giving you sweat and blood and heart and soul. And what do I get in return? Nothing. Nothing. Here's Aretha Franklin.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired.
You make me feel. look at the box you saw over here, ladies.
Thank you. Big Daddy's back in town and he's taking control of the radio.
Ooh, Big Daddy's back in town, but he's a little daddy.
Your own Master Sound. Stand tall.
Heard it for the grapevine. Grapevine. Yeah, I heard it through the grapevine. This is Love's Theme. Barry White in the background. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7. For the last 10 years. Going into year 10 here. It's really 9 and change right now. And I don't know, man. I'd say let's have another 10, but I don't think I got it in me. As much as I enjoy, see, what happened is the first part of life, all right, the first chapter. Being a teenager, making some money, doing the five-finger discount at the Kmart's and the Stewart's and places like that over the years. I built a big collection, and then all of a sudden everything went digital and it's worth pucky. It's worth nothing. And all of a sudden, like, something I got in a record bin for 5 cents is worth like $700 now. It's a crazy world. I don't understand it. I don't think I ever will. I think when I finally will understand life, it will be on my deathbed and I'll just be like, oh, and then just death rattle. And that's it. Just that last little gasp, that little hop at the end. That's when you understand it. It's Fat Tuesday this week. But forget your Fat Tuesday. It's fat every day for Chris Earle. I clocked in at like 274 this week. Biggest I've ever been. And I'm like, can I take off? Is it the, you know, it was this health assessment that I had to do. And I'm like, can I take everything off? I'm wearing layers like an idiot. And I'm like, yeah, it's the layers. I'm like, no, it's not the layers. And there's hard steel under here, too. But I don't think I've had a stomach muscle in about 20 years now. 45 going on like 70. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. It's R&B and soul classics. I don't know about this little rant I've been on all night. It has nothing to do with soul and R&B. It's just piss and vinegar. It's like somebody pissed in my cereal. Or shat in the cornflakes. It's a nice song, isn't it? I should just sit back and enjoy. I think this is why everybody's on like prescription drugs, because they can't handle it. They can't handle all the pain and the suffering and the boringness and the annoyances of life. But I take it all in for you, dear time travel listeners, and I take it in natural way. Heart attacks and strokes. I take it all in naturally. So enjoy me while I'm here, because you know what? You're going to wake up one day and yes, you're going to outlive Chris Earle. That is almost a definite for most of the people that are listening. But you're going to say, you know what? I remember that day when that guy was on the radio high atop Curtis Hall in Medford, Massachusetts. What was the name of his show? It was something about a capsule or a machine. Something to do with time, a lime, a mime. What was it? What did he do? What did he say? Do you want a hamburger or a chicken? I'll have chicken. And then all of a sudden people will forget about talking about my show. And that's how it ends. Well, let's lighten things up a little bit with a little Stevie Wonder. He knows how to do it. He's got himself a part-time lover here, a part-time lover there. Part-time lovers. He puts eight together, it's full-time.
Hang up the phone to let me know you made it home. Don't want nothing to be wrong with part-time lover. If she's with me, I'll blink the lights to let you know tonight's the night for me and you, my part-time lover. We are undercover, fashion on the run, chasing love up against the sun. We are strangers, finding lovers by night.
as Stevie Wonder, part-time lover. And he had, like, every single STD ever, didn't he? He's, like, blind and sexy and just, like, tagging everything. And now he's got the skin tags to go with tagging everything. Well, whatever. Time travel's here with you till 7 p.m. And then I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm probably going to go. I've decided to go on a diet this month. I've noticed in the past, like March seems to be the month. It's like I start to get excited in February because it's the shortest month. And then it usually doesn't work out. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start in March. You know what they say about March? In like a lion, out like a lamb. And it turns out it was one of the best winters ever compared with the past few years. Last year was fantastic. This year was fantastic. I know it's not over yet, but it really is. I really think that's it. I have a feeling that daisies are going to be pushing up. I think we're going to start hearing Ice Cream Man ring his bells. We're going to see kids with the baseball cards and the spokes going up and down the street. The clouds will open up and the sun will appear and it will be a wonderful day once again in America. It sounds like I did a speech for yesterday for Trump. Didn't he say something like that? I don't know what happened, but the Dow was up today. Anybody care about the Dow? That was up today. It's like, oh, the Dow has reached 20,000. Like, oh, that's pretty good. Like, the Dow's reached 20,500. Whoa! The Dow is up. It is up. And people are like wetting their pants. Everybody that's like listens to WBZ that's like middle-aged or older. Like, oh, the Dow's up. The Dow's up. I haven't been this excited since Linda Carter showed up in Wonder Woman. It's like the Dow's up. Yeah, the Dow's up. Great. You know what's going to happen tomorrow? The Dow's going to go down. But it's like, okay, so enjoy your moment. That's what it is. Life is a bunch of happy moments. There's never any true happiness, everyone. And I say this, and this is an intelligent community out here. It's Medford. So you got, like, your idiots and you got your geniuses. They're all here. And like any other college town, you know, there's people that just paid the money and they're morons. They'll get their degree. And then there's the ones that are really, really smart. And they know what I'm talking about. But you know what? They have hope. That's the thing. My hope is almost gone. It's almost repleted. Is that even a word? I don't even know if repleted is even a word anymore. I come up with things. See, I used to be an intellectual, and then I decided, you know what? I'd rather be blue collar. I'd rather dumb it down. I'd rather have friends. I'd rather talk to people and have friends and not be this opinionated ass the whole time. Now I'm just kind of like caught in between. It's like I don't have any friends. It's like I can't be an intellectual. I can't be blue collar. I don't know what I am. I'm just here on the radio spinning discs, telling you about my life, telling you about my opinions, you know? Thinking maybe next time I'll allow the doctor to give me Xanax or something. I don't know. Whatever everybody, Adderall, Xanax, smoking pot, whatever they're doing. They're doing it all. Chris Earl's just the last angry man. I always thought he's the last angry man. I speak as to myself as the third person sometimes. That is a sign of schizophrenia right there. Got to do something. It's like, no. What I do is I self-medicate with soul music and R&B, things like Otis Redding. Maybe this will make me feel better. It will, briefly, and then I'll be back and I'll bitch about something else to you. And then Derek and Lisa are going to come in and they'll tell you how wonderful the Oscars are and how they got everything right even though they didn't see any of the movies.
You
as a great Otis Redding here on Time Travel with Chris Earl. Yeah, it made me feel a modicum better. That's a big word. Soul power, James Brown.
No, we need it. Soul power. We got the hand at soul power.
That's it. That's it. Here's the Platters.
Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Out of the mist, your voice is calling. Tis twilight time. When purple colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue air. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. In the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. Together, at last, at twilight time.
Hello, I'm Ray Charles, and I just want to tell you that hearing is a wonderful gift. It's very precious. Please take care of it, huh?
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
To treat me this away, but I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back.
Said.
Don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand.
Don't you come.
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m.
Go! 95.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO is in Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. Next week's my anniversary show, going into year 10 of Time Travel. And the big picture is coming up with Derek and Lisa. I got a few more minutes here. I'm going to do a couple more R&B and soul classics. This is The Supremes here on Time Travel.
You've given me a true love.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. This is The Spinners.
And heaven now for one man, no. And then he had the girl to twinkle his left toe, but to his knee, got the feeling in his head, y'all. Oh, come on.
Good night, future boy.
Have a good night, everybody. See you next week. Anniversary show for time travel. The Big Picture is coming up next with Derek and Lisa. It's WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.